Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I'm so excited because we're continuing our Week in the Life series here on the show where I bring on different people in the virtual assistant and just service provider world to share what a week in the life actually looks like for them. And our guest today is one of my favorites. She is a student from the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy. Her name is Amber Pasillas. She's a virtual assistant with a social media manager and copywriter specialty. She's been doing this for 2 years. She's a rock star. She's a mama of two, and she's just amazing. So welcome back to the podcast, Amber. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yay. So I would love for you to take a moment to introduce yourself. I know we've had you on the podcast before, but in case people haven't heard that episode, I would just love for you to tell them a little bit about you, what brought you into this virtual assistant world, a little bit about your personal life, whatever you want to share.
Yeah. So I was a teacher for 13 years. I had my first daughter in 2019 and I got to stay home with her for quite a while because it was kind of at the end of the summer. And then when I went back shortly after, everything shut down because of COVID. And so I kind of got that whole first year with her and I really fell in love with being a stay-at-home mom. From there, I went back to school the next year, but it wasn't a normal school year. We were hybrid, online most of the year. And so I still got a lot of flexibility and was able to really be there for her. I was also pregnant with my second daughter. And so I ended up leaving at the end of the year because of maternity leave. And then the next year, I was like, I have to find a way out. And I was researching, and I came upon you on Instagram. And I signed up for your course. I binged it in like a month and I had my first client within the month after that. And I've never looked back. It's been definitely the best choice that I've ever made because I get to stay home with my babies and it's let me actually move across the country back to our home state of North Dakota, which is cold, but it's great because I get to stay here and really be there for my daughters. And that's definitely what I wanted out of life. So
I see so many similarities in our stories. I mean, we both have kiddos about the same age. My daughter was born, I think, just before yours, the end of June. And I ended up staying home with her and then jumped into the virtual assistant world. So it's just really beautiful to see the similarities in so many of the people's stories who come on this podcast and also the differences. But I think so many of us as moms and definitely like former teachers, we all have this dream of just being able to be present for our kids, but still showing up outside of motherhood as well and like being able to provide for our families. And so the virtual assistant world just gives that really beautiful blend of being able to do both. So congrats on just taking that leap. I know it was so scary for you, but you have done amazing. And I'm just so proud of everything that you've accomplished so far.
Thank you. You definitely go into teaching thinking, oh, it's going to be like the perfect job for raising my family and having my kids in my classroom after school, before school. But it's just not the reality anymore.
So can you talk to our listeners and tell them a little bit about like what kinds of tasks that you do throughout the week for your business, both for your own business to grow it, but then also what you do for your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So starting with like my business, throughout the week, I have lead generation tasks that I need to do to keep, you know, new clients coming in. I'm constantly in Facebook groups, providing value, checking in with different people that I've had conversations with. Same with on Instagram. I'm creating social media posts. I'm doing back-end business tasks like sending invoices, doing client check-ins, client meetings, all of that kind of stuff. And then as far as my client work, you kind of mentioned that I'm a social media manager and copywriter. So I have a lot of writing that I do, a lot of blog posts each week. I create templates and landing pages on websites. I do a lot of SEO research and I schedule out content, connecting and engagement on social media. There's so many different things that I'm doing throughout the week. And it's nice because it's a lot of variety and it keeps me busy, but not too busy.
Yeah, it's nice when you pick a service that kind of has all these different components because you're switching through different things every day. And so it's hard to get bored. And if it's a task you don't love, you know that, okay, if I just bust this out today, I don't have to do it again for the next few days.
Exactly.
Awesome. So roughly how many hours a week would you say that you work? And can you also break that down of like how many hours you work on client work and then also for growing your own business?
Yeah. So I try to stay around 20 or less hours a week. Usually it comes out to be 15 or 20, depending on what like time of the month that is, because at the end of the month, I am creating content calendars and things for my clients where in the middle of the month, I'm not doing all of those extra things. So it kind of depends each week, but I try to stay under 20. And usually throughout the day, it's about 3 hours of client work. And then I try to put 30 minutes to an hour in my business every day, just to help keep it moving forward.
Okay, cool. And you do this with at least one kiddo at home, but do you work some days with both kiddos at home too?
Yeah. So my oldest daughter actually goes to preschool just for 3 hours in the morning. So I have my 2-year-old home with me and then we go pick her up and I have both of them in the afternoons when I'm working too.
That's amazing that you get to do this while having your kids home and just being present for them. I know you've got your 2-year-old in the background playing right now. So that's so cool.
Yep. It's awesome. It's definitely I've been able to see a lot more of their firsts and things that they're really passionate about and interested in grow that I wouldn't have seen working.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're not with a 9-to-5, you're really only getting to be there. What, like 3-4 hours a day for your kids. And a lot of that is like trying to get ready for the next day and doing dinner and bedtime. And so you're not really getting that quality time with them to really, really learn who they are. So that's another beautiful thing about this world is that you can pause work when you need to, and you can just pour into your kids when they need you and just be that present mom. So I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know you mentioned you have the 2 kiddos, but what does your life look like outside of your business?
Yeah, so it's kind of normal mom life. School drop-offs, cleaning the house, doing grocery shopping. I like to, my 4-year-old's really getting into like go fish and doing puzzles and playing games and stuff. So we like to do that. I also like to try to do like crafts and activities with them depending on like the season and stuff. And then I also like to go out and play volleyball. I do cycling at home, things like that, that I enjoy.
And that you would have had to try like squeeze into like teeny tiny pockets if you were still teaching.
Yeah. I usually will work out like in the afternoon at like 2-ish. And I'm like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong because before I would have never known like I could do that.
Yeah. I do the same thing, working out at 2 and then go pick up the kids from daycare on the days they go. And I'm just like, nobody's here. This is weird. Everybody's working.
You know, like when you took a sick day or a personal day when you were teaching and you're like, oh my gosh, there's this whole world going on outside of those walls of the school. And now I get to like be there for all of that. And I'm like, don't you people work? Like, why are you all at Costco at 10 o'clock?
I do the same thing. I'm like, can y'all leave? Because I need y'all to not be in my way. You know, you mentioned wanting to talk on this episode about like how everybody's life is different and will look different. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I kind of have, I still struggle with it a little bit, but I really struggled with at the beginning is I would follow other virtual assistants or social media managers. And I'd be like, why are they getting all of this extra time? Like, how are they doing? Like, why does it look so different for them? And I feel like I'm struggling or I don't have enough time to get everything done. And I've really come to realize, well, one, a lot of those people don't have children that, and if they do, they don't stay home full time with them, but that it's okay that it looks different. It's just a season. From when I started, I was teaching full time and I was like doing this at like 4 a.m., 10 p.m., whenever I had a few extra minutes on my lunch break. And now that I'm home full time, you know, I have a few hours in the morning that I work and a few hours in the afternoon. And then I try to do anything I didn't finish in the evening after the girls go to bed. So it's just, I just want to like really let people know that it's not always going to be perfect. And it's freaking hard, but it's also like the very best thing that I've ever done.
Yeah. And what you're seeing on social media, that's what people choose to show. That's the highlight reel, right? So You just have to remember that their life's not all cupcakes and butterflies either. They're just showing the best things. So even if it's a struggle, like just remembering your why and what you're doing this for, who you're doing this for, that's what keeps you motivated to keep working along on it every single day.
Absolutely.
So what are some resources that helped you in your journey into the virtual assistant world?
Yeah. So your course was the absolute best thing that has ever happened to me. I share it with everyone because it really helped me set up my business and set it up legally and like all of those things that, I mean, I didn't go to school to be in business. I didn't really know anything about business. I definitely say your virtual assistant mama course is awesome. I've also found Megan Lamley. She has a salesy membership. She teaches you all about how to really sell your services and more of the marketing aspect. So that's been really great. And then I also have a life coach that I've been working with. It's Sandy Patterson or Hello Sandy Patterson on Instagram. And she's been great to just kind of be like my sounding board. She works with new businesses as well as moms that have left teaching. And she's been great too.
Awesome. So I will put the links that from the different programs you recommended in the show notes. I'll grab those from you after the recording, but I think that a lot of the listeners would love to check those out. So I'll make sure those are included. Well, it has been so wonderful having you back on the show, Amber. I want to ask you a question that I asked every guest that comes on the show, and you answered this before, but your answer may be different this time in this episode. And it's if someone wanted to start their journey out of their 9-to-5, but it just felt too overwhelming to them, what would you tell them?
So if it's on your heart, it's there for a reason. You need to at least look into it and baby steps. I didn't leave the classroom 2 days after I got my first client. It took me like a whole year and a half in order to leave fully. After the first year, I was able to go to part-time, but it's definitely baby steps and it's not just overnight. So just keep pushing. And if you really want it, you're going to prioritize it and make it happen.
Amen. Couldn't agree more. All right. I would love for you to share where people can come and connect with you, learn more about you, and just become your best friend because you're awesome.
Thank you. So I have my website finally set up, thanks to you, amberpasillas.com. And then I am on Instagram at the.social.amber. And you can also find me on Facebook, just Amber Pasillas. And yeah, I would love to connect with all of you and be able to chat and check in with everyone.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again for coming on and just really sharing a glimpse into what it looks like as a virtual assistant, social media manager, copywriter, and sharing the behind the scenes of like, yeah, it's not always beautiful, but there's a huge reason why I do this. And it's to be that present mom you've always wanted to be. So I'm really thankful for you for coming on and sharing that.
Yes, of course. You're welcome.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you are interested in becoming a virtual assistant, please go check out my free workshop we have coming up. That's at arianavernier.com/free-workshop. You can find that link in the show notes. We've got that coming up. And Amber took that workshop and it helped her launch into this world. So I know it'll help y'all as well. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.